أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله لمن الصادقين. والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين. ويدرؤ عنها العذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين. والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، in the 10 major issues that Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى discusses in Surah An-Nur, the first major issue was that of zina, adultery and fornication. If a person is unmarried and he is convicted of fornication, then he will be punished 100 lashes. If a person was married with certain conditions that the fuqaha have set out, primarily the person must be a muhsan. That is, he must be an adult, he must be a sane person, he has got married, and he had intercourse with his wife. If all these conditions are fulfilled, and in spite of that the person happened to commit adultery, the person will be stoned to death. There are two ways to establish a person having committed fornication or adultery. It's either the perpetrator confesses, he makes iqrar. He comes forward and himself and he says that I have committed fornication or I have committed adultery. Then the judge will accept his confession and punish him accordingly. Or there are four main witnesses that give witness against that individual that he has committed adultery or fornication. This is the first thing that Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses from the 10 major issues in Surah An-Nur. The second major issue that Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses in Surah An-Nur is the allegation and the accusation of adultery against an individual. The adultery is a major crime. If a person is married, the most severe punishment will be given to him, and that is he will be stoned to death. But with all the punishment being so severe and so harsh, it has to be proven beyond the shadow of doubt. There must be four people that witness it, and these four witnesses must be consistent. If a person happens to make an allegation against an individual that he has committed adultery or he has committed fornication, and he can provide beside himself another three witnesses, and all three claim that they have seen the individual committing zina, committing fornication, they have seen it with their own eyes, then the judge will test their witnesses, scrutinize them, and only when the judge is happy that the crime is proven beyond the shadow of doubt, then only the perpetrator will be convicted and punished. But if a person makes an allegation and he cannot come up with four witnesses, he made this claim that so and so person has committed adultery, so and so person has committed fornication, specifically adultery and fornication, and he cannot bring three more witnesses besides himself, or if there are four witnesses, there are inconsistencies in the statements made by the witnesses, or there are no four witnesses, there may be one, there may be two, there may be three, then in that case, the accusation will be thrown out, that allegation will have no weight in Sharia, and the person that made this claim will now be convicted of false allegation against a Muslim brother or sister. And the law of qazaf, the law of accusation, will be applied on that individual. And such a person will be punished 100 lashes, 80 lashes. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the second issue. From this we understand the importance of respect, dignity, honor of a Muslim person in a community and society. Yes, adultery and fornication are major crimes. We need to cleanse the community and society from these evils. But this does not mean that any person can just simply make an accusation against an individual. There are strict laws before you can convict an individual. There is a possibility that two people may have enmity and animosity for each other, and one person just wants his enemy to be convicted and punished. That does not mean they can simply lay an allegation of adultery and fornication against the individual and have him punished. If he makes that accusation, then he must be able to provide four witnesses. And those four witnesses must be so consistent that with the slightest inconsistency, that allegation will be thrown out in the court. So therefore, one has to be very, very careful when one has to make an accusation against a Muslim brother or against a Muslim sister in an Islamic country. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. Those people that accuse chaste women, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ, and then they cannot bring four witnesses to substantiate the claim, فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا, lash them, those that accuse, lash them 80 lashes because of a false allegation and accusation against a Muslim brother and a sister. And the second punishment for these people, because they abused the mouth, they accused a Muslim brother and sister, they took away the respect, dignity and honor of a Muslim brother and sister, such an irresponsible attitude and conduct. So the second punishment that is given to them, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. In a Muslim community and society, such irresponsible people, their shahadat, their witness, their testimony will never ever be accepted in the future. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Such people who make such kind of irresponsible statements, taking away the respect and dignity of a fellow Muslim brother and sister, accusing the person of adultery and fornication, and you cannot back it up with substantiations, such people are fasiqs. Such people are open violators and transgressors of the Sharia. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا. Yes, such people who make such false allegations, if they have come to the point of realization that what they have done is wrong, what they have done is incorrect, then those people who make tawbah after that, they repent. They realize that they made an accusation against a fellow Muslim brother and Muslim sister. They make tawbah and they repent. وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they reform themselves. Then in the future, they will not do such an evil act again. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. For verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is most forgiving, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is most merciful. There are differences of opinion among the A'imma and the Fuqaha, that if a person has to make a false allegation against a Muslim brother or sister in a community or society of adultery and fornication, and then he realized he is wrong and he repented, will his shahadat and testimony after being repentant be accepted or not? According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, such a person's shahadat will never ever be accepted any time in future in life, even though the person is repented. Yes, according to other scholars and according to other a'imma, such a person has repented, so therefore, because he has changed his reform, his shahadat will be accepted in the future. The third issue that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about in Surah An-Nur is about the allegation that the husband has against his wife of an extramarital affair. Now if one person has to see another person committing zina, adultery, fornication, if he's an outsider, that is understood. You can live with that. Especially when you don't have four witnesses to prove that. But if the husband has to see his wife having an extramarital affair, and he hasn't got four witnesses, how is it expected for him? He has seen with his own eyes that his wife has committed an extramarital affair. He has no doubt about it. In his heart of hearts, he knows that his wife is guilty of that act. So how is he supposed to be living with his wife when he don't have four witnesses? This goes against human nature. A person is married to the woman. He sees that woman committing an extramarital affair. It's not that he's got information. It's not that it is hearsay. It is something that he has witnessed with his own eyes. And the husband, who is moral, he is changed. How can he digest the fact that his wife has committed an act? He's got a possessiveness over his wife. Now, with such an attitude, he can't provide four witnesses. How is he going to continue staying with his wife? One Sahabi, Hazrat Hilal ibn Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I went home and I saw a stranger with my wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you, made it substantial. You made a claim, you need to substantiate. And if you can't substantiate, then you'll be punished 100 lashes. He said, O Prophet of Allah, I'm sure my wife has committed that evil act. And I'm sure that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will save me for that punishment too. That incident happened. Another Sahabi, Uwaydir Ajlani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a Friday morning. He said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, if a person has to see an outsider, a stranger with his wife, and out of possessiveness, out of anger, if he has to kill that person, will the husband be killed or what will happen? He saw an outsider with his wife, and out of anger he killed his wife, he killed that man. Now because he killed that man, will Islam be taken from the husband or what will happen? It so happened in the, he just presented this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he suspected something in his own house. The following Friday, he comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, what I feared and what I suspected has come true. I have seen a stranger with my wife. By that time, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala already revealed these verses that have come down. These are known to me the ayats of li'an. When a husband accuses his wife of extramarital affair, then he can't provide witnesses for that. Or if the wife does not confess having committed an evil act, then the institution of li'an will take place. Li'an is the judge will call the husband and the wife. The husband has made an allegation against the wife. He can't substantiate with witnesses. It is such an issue that has taken place in the house of the husband or anywhere else. And before he can go get four witnesses, the man is finished up with whatever he wanted to do and he has carried on. And the husband is sure that his wife has committed that act. Then li'an is, the person will have to say four times that he has got an allegation against his wife and he takes an oath in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is true in his allegation. Four times he will say that. And on the fifth time, he will invoke the curse of Allah ta'ala upon him if he is a liar. All this will be done in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now because the husband was the plaintiff, so to say, he had made this claim, the institution of li'an will commence with him. Then the judge will turn to the wife and ask the wife to respond. If either she confesses, then well and good. If she does not confess and the husband does not have four witnesses to prove that allegation against her, then in that case, she will then defend herself and she would say four times in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that I bear witness in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the accusation that my husband has made against me is false and is untrue. And in the fifth time, she will then invoke the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon her should she be a liar. Now the moment li'an takes place, in front of the judge, the husband made an allegation, he has taken an oath in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the wife defended herself and took a shahadat in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the hadith is, Al-mutala'inan la yajtali'ani abada. When the husband and wife have gone through the process of li'an, husband accused the wife defends herself, there's no witnesses, there's no confession, then the judge will separate the two. The husband and wife will be separated, no more they will be able to continue with their marriage relationship. Now if the woman happened to be pregnant and she has to give birth, the child will not be attributed to the father, the child will be attributed to the mother only. In other words, if the child will not be attributed to the husband, then he begins to say that that's not my child. The child will be attributed to the mother. Yes, of course, because of the institution of li'an, in terms of Islamic law, we cannot regard the child to be an illegitimate child. Because of the institution of li'an. It's also important to understand that li'an will take place, the institution of li'an will take place in a Muslim country under the jurisdiction of a Muslim ruler or under the jurisdiction of a Muslim judge. The institution of li'an will not take place in a non-Muslim country where there is no Muslim ruler and there is no Muslim judge. However, if anything like this has to happen in a non-Muslim country, then whoever is the guilty party, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows very well who is innocent, who is guilty. Such people need to repent and make tawbah to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Those people that accuse their wives and they do not have witnesses to prove the allegation of theirs but themselves. They themselves have seen it. Then, فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ. Then the testimony of any one of such persons will be four testimonies and four shahadats in the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the subject matter of the testimony, the subject matter of the shahadat will be إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That the husband will say that he is truthful in his accusation and allegation against the wife. وَالْخَامِسَةُ أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And in the fifth time, he will then say that Allah's la'nat and Allah's curse be upon him should he be a liar and he makes a false allegation against his wife. وَيَدْرَهُ عَنْهَا الْعَذَابَ أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ. And the punishment of stoning to death will be moved away and repelled from the wife should she bear witness four times in the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that the accusation that the husband has made against her is a lie and that he is among the liars. وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَدَوَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And the wife on the fifth occasion, she would say that verily the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be upon her if the husband is truthful in his claim and in accusation against her and that she is a liar. Then the fifth statement that she would make. Further, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, had it not been because of this institution of li'an, where the husband has seen his wife committing an evil and immoral act, he has about four witnesses, and how is he going to continue with this marriage? It becomes extremely difficult and becomes extremely hard for such a person to continue with the marriage. So the institution of li'an, it is a great rahmat, great mercy and a great boon of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon the individual. So وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Had it not been the grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you, and it had it not been because of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you, then because of these kind of accusations and the institution of li'an not being there, life would have become extremely difficult upon the husband. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ حَكِيمٌ. And verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most forgiving. He accepts the tawbah of an individual and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all wise. There is one issue that people can have a doubt, especially when it comes to an issue of accusing an outsider, not the husband against the wife. That if you are supposed to be bringing four witnesses, and these four witnesses must be very, very strict, consistent, there shouldn't be any doubt, to prove the allegation of adultery or fornication against the individual. So this gives an open rein to perpetrators to do what they want to. How often can a person find four witnesses to prove the allegation of adultery or fornication against an individual? So that means in an Islamic society, if an individual commits adultery or fornication, and we know for the fact that it is extremely difficult and hard to bring four witnesses to prove the allegation against an individual. And the four witnesses must have no inconsistencies. Then that gives an open lane to perpetrators to continue adultery and fornication in community and society, because you know for the fact that if a person has to make an allegation against them, they need to bring four witnesses, and very seldom somebody may be successful in that. So that gives an open lane for an individual to continue committing adultery and fornication. So how do we stem out this evil act of the community to society? We need to understand that this is when an individual has to make an allegation of adultery or fornication, and he says that I've seen with my own eyes that the individual has committed adultery and fornication. And then he provides 33 witnesses to that. But then, if a person cannot bring four witnesses, nothing stops an individual from making a claim of immorality, not of adultery, of immorality against an individual male and a female. If, for example, in Islamic community and society, if a male and a female, they are complete strangers unto one another, they are not married, and they have been seen together committing evil and immoral act, maybe not necessarily adultery and fornication, but you saw them conducting themselves in an immoral way, in an illicit manner, then it is permissible for an individual living in an Islamic community and society to make a claim of immorality against them. Maybe one make a claim of adultery and fornication, because in order to substantiate adultery and fornication, he requires four witnesses. But if it is not a claim of adultery and fornication, it's a claim of immorality, it's a claim of conducting oneself in an illicit manner, then in that case, the other law of Sharia would apply, that two male or one male or two female witnesses can make an allegation against such a person, and in this way we'll be able to stem out evil and immoral acts in the community and society. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand all these laws of Sharia and bring nur and light in our community and society. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.